speaking of letters, that just reminds me, I checked out your website yesterday, and I found some really neat letters of what people say about what you've done. Yes, I see him. He's getting close to me. Okay, this is really cool. This is from...
He smells your feet, Roberta.
Yes, well, they should probably smell like my dog. This is from a student in Franklin, Tennessee. She says, "You taught us that we can laugh and have a good time without drugs. Thanks for the fantastic Armadillo show." I thought that was good. And then this is a letter that you got from a teacher in Rogers, Arkansas. It says, "You have a rare ability to establish almost instantaneous rapport with children. Your program is different than anything we have ever seen or heard. A truly unique approach, skillfully integrating the anti-drug message." I thought those were really good letters, kind of showing what you've done here for 25 years, Jim.
Well, 25 years ago when Jesus Christ came into my life, he changed who I was, mm-hmm. who I was in him. And those letters are just a testimony to what God can do in a person. And then take the gift that you already have been given, children, and he'll point you in that gift, in that direction. And those are just a testimony of God's gift working through me, not anything I've necessarily done on my own. Mm-hmm. And I think when we'll find that call, and I tell people all the time, I just love children. My own 6-year-old Sophia asked me the other morning at breakfast, "Daddy, why do you love kids so much?" And I said, "Well, what do you love?" And she said, "Oh, I love to dance as a princess and those things." And I said, "Well, that's the way God created you. And this is the way he created me." And not everyone is going to be perfect in working with children. But if you know that call is there, we're asking you in the book, for helping public schools. We're just asking people, just follow your gift. It's not about us here. The purpose-driven life tells us that our purpose is greater than just buying a new jet ski or getting a new house. It is to advance the kingdom of God. Amen. And we have 45 million children in the harvest field of America. And I'm asking people not to say, "Come here." I'm saying, "Go ye to those 45 million in 100,000 campuses, David, across America. We have got an open door, and we don't necessarily have to say, 'Here we come with Jesus.' We can say, 'Hey, I've got an armadillo, and I'd like to teach the kids to put on their armor.' And they're going to know because the anointing goes with you, and Jesus said, 'I will never leave you or forsake you.'" And they recognize that, and that brings out that the Holy Spirit is working with you, and that's what the difference is. It's not just a program. It's a God-ordained ministry. Mm-hmm. And that's what the big difference is.
So the public school program that you give is geared toward keeping kids away from drugs and gangs and different
exactly.
bad forces that they might want to be... come
exactly.
a part of. And in the churches, you get the preach on you, but you use an armadillo.
That's right. Our armadillo is our mascot, and the kids get to feed them a worm, and we have a surprise. Well, I better not mention it on radio because they may not invite me in. We'll have a surprise armadillo look-alike contest. So we have a lot of different fun that even the pastor will get up there and volunteer to do something he didn't really know what he's volunteering for, and suddenly the pastor of the church is in the armadillo look-alike contest, and that's what that child was saying.
Armadillo look-alike right. contest? Now, wait a minute.
Well, they volunteered without asking what they were volunteering for, and that's one way children get in trouble. They just, it looks like fun, and that's the way the drug companies, they make it look like fun. So we say, check it out first.
All right, let me give the contact information for today's guest. Area code 918-259-5000. That's Armadillo Jim Schmidt's number, area code 918-259-5000. We have Arnie the Armadillo crawling around the room as we're conducting this interview, and it's quite interesting. The website is putonyourarmor.org. That's putonyourarmor.org. And before we take a real quick break to say thank you to one of our sponsors, Jim, tell us about the Armadillo Derby.
Oh, well, that's always fun. We even have mayors when we go into do a community rally. We'll have a mayor of one suburb from a mayor of another one, and they'll have a little Armadillo Derby or an Armadillo race, and bring a couple of them in, and they actually have to be the jockeys for the Armadillo, and they look at the Armadillo, and they try to figure out how am I going to be the jockey, and I tell them it takes real little bitty knee pads, but no, to jockey an Armadillo, we have them up on a table with a little track painted on the carpet, and the armadillo is just one from one stripe to the other, and the jockeys actually get to blow on the tail to get the encourage the armadillo to go.
Does that work?
No, but it sure is funny for the audience.
How fast?
You're the first one that ever asked if it works. Now I've blown it.
How fast do the armadillos run?
Well, in the wild, faster than you and I can. I mean, they are
really?
Just very quick animals. You see them scurrying around here in the studio. But the domesticated ones are like a horse in New York City. They'll just kind of lope. And he likes the dark. He's under
his little nose. Keeps,
he's under Steve's desk right now,
underneath.
Checking out the wires.
He's so cute.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break to say thank you to one of our sponsors. When we come back, we'll give you some more ideas on how to help our public schools.
Today's Roadshow is sponsored in part by Stark Truss Company, servicing contractors with floor and roof trusses as well as other building products. Stark Truss has plants in the South and in the Midwest, including locations in Canton and New Philadelphia, Ohio. Additional locations and services are listed at starktruss.com. That's StarkTruss.com. Stark Truss, helping you build your future success.
All right, Jim, I was going to do a nice lead in here, but we're running out of time. You have a new book entitled Helping Public Schools, 101 Ways for Anyone to Make This Place Better. We've got a couple minutes. Tell us about the new book.
Well, after 25 years of traveling to 30 states in Canada, I ran into pastors and mayors and civic leaders, and I found things that were working in their public schools. And if you hadn't heard of me, then this would be one of the 101 ways. But there's things like sponsoring project graduation. Or as an example, I like to share this one. When's the last time a group of janitors or the bus drivers were appreciated in their community? We talk about a church having an outreach. Just have a janitor's appreciation week. The janitors or custodians are the one that are on the front line of ministry, if you want to call it ministry, to these children. The bus drivers are the first ones to see if they've had a problem when they walk in that bus. Did they just get scolded by the parents? Or they even some of them can be the first one in the line of DHS, whether or not that child is being abused in the home. Yet the bus driver and custodian are the least appreciated and least paid in all of our staffing of public schools. So there's a way we can reach out.
You asked some good questions on the back of the book. Did you know that a church can sponsor a prom or that your company CEO can give an in-class lecture? How would you like to be the person to instill patriotic pride into our nation's children or produce the next school play? How about helping your school's team win the state championship? So 101 ways for anyone to make this place better, this place being our public school system. All right, Jim, let's give the number on how people can get the book and contact you about coming and talking about armadilloing. Look for it in a dictionary near you. Area code 918-259-5000. That's area code 918-259-5000. The website is putonyourarmor.org. Jim Schmidt, 25 years.
And they can go to just armadillogym.com. We created that one specifically for the book or more questions.
Good. Armadillogym.com.
Congratulations.
Jim Schmidt.
Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. And thank you, Arnie, over there.
He's going back to sleep. It's
you
a siesta
good.
Time. It's
siesta
autumn time. Of the siesta.
All right. Well, for Armadillo Jim, for Roberta, I'm David Warrant. It's been
another great Roadshow.
You've been listening to The Roadshow. If you'd like to write to us, here's our address. The Roadshow, P.O. Box 1924, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101. Our email address is roadshow@oasisnetwork.org. The views of today's guest aren't necessarily those of this station, but we do appreciate and thank our guest for spending this time with us. The Roadshow, an Oasis Network presentation.